98.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Gospel lovers, Thursday night, August 24th, attorney Walter Gabriel, 839 Call Walt, presents the Don't Let the Double Ride Crusade at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, featuring Bishop Neil Roberson.
Don't let the devil ride.
That's Bishop Neil Roberson singing and preaching the Word of God live Thursday, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 11 16th Street in Alexandria, and it's free to the public. Doors open at 6 p.m., service starts at 7, and it's absolutely free. That's Thursday night, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. We have a limited number of VIP meet and greet tickets available for $20. For more info, 445-0800 or 792-6736. Sponsored by the Juneteenth Association, New Scott Alley Baptist Church, and the law firm of Walter Gabriel, 839 Call Walt.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Joy of our King, rise among us, let it rise.
God, my God, my God. Let God's glory rise among us. It's a blessing today to be here in the land of living, to be able to come before God's presence with thanksgiving and praises. Always we have to be together in the unity of God's Spirit. And I'm thankful today that my heart is in unity with him, and I thank God for him for bringing me to where I am even this day. Yes, I've been blessed to be able to stand before you to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and to try the best of my ability to perfect that which said that it be done also in Christ Jesus. God don't reward us for starting the journey, but to finish it, we'll get our reward. You know, in this life on this earth here, we got a lot of toils and snares. We got the leadership of this country. It's, I don't know where they go. They're not where God is, for sure, according to their works. Because their work speak for them. We're going to be judged by our works on this earth. And I want the Lord to tell me, servant, not Reverend Smith, Dr. Smith, Bishop Smith, servant, well done. Yes, sir. That's the voice I want to hear when I hear yes shall appear. And when we see him, we're going to look like him. We're going to act like him. We're going to be like him. And this is the joy of our salvation today, to be like Jesus. A lot of people on this earth, we have patterned ourselves after, but it's not, they're not worthy. The only worthy people is Jesus. You have pastors all over the country that we lack in love a lot, but they ain't worthy to be praised. They just acknowledge and respect it, and then God gonna do the rest. Then when you respect them, God gonna bless you in a supernatural way. There's no doubt about it. We're going to look today in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. We're going to read some of the verses with you. We're going to try to say something that's pleasing in the sight of God to you all today. First of all, the pastor is the leader of the flock of God. The deacons are the sub-leaders of the gospel of God. If the leader, the deacons and the preachers don't get together, it's none and void. It ain't gonna never work. The preacher and the deacon got to be on the same page, or it ain't gonna never work. I don't care how much you pray, how much you go to church, it's not gonna work until the deacon and the preacher get on the same page. Those are the people that God established in the church first. Then we spread it abroad and give other people charge of duties in the church. But until the preachers and the deacons get on the same page, ain't nothing gonna work. And I declare it to you this day. I stand on it, I mean it with all my heart, because the book says it. We can't be separated on this earth and expect to go see Jesus. You got to be on the same page. Everybody in this building is taught the same word. Regardless of what your vocation is called, you're taught the same word. The Bible says today to us, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, and not for fear to lucre, but for a willing mind, ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive your crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto eternity glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And we're going to thank you for giving heed to the word of God. And I'd like to say today that we got to be subject one to another. I don't care who you are, where you're going, you got to be subject to somebody. And in the church system, you have to be subject unto your pastor, your bishop, your priest. You got to be subject to them, because if you don't love your pastor, your priest, or whoever it is in charge of you, then you in trouble with God. He said, how can you love your brother you see every day and don't care nothing for your preacher, don't care nothing for me? You say you love me and you can't get along with people, something wrong with that picture. God is love. Everybody that love is born of God. And we have to be strict. We have to be steadfast. Don't need to be moved. Now, the elders, as a local church leader who serves as pastor or teacher, and an older member of the church, which are believers in Christ Jesus. Now, you know, we always, elder, we look at the preacher. He is an elder. The preacher is an elder. And we look at him. But there are older people in the church that you need to submit yourself to, experienced people in the church. They don't just have to be your pastor. That you have to submit your will one to another. And everybody that get up here, you got to respect them. You got to speak and pick them up. Never cut them down. That's the work of the devil, cutting people down. That's Satan's work. You got to always elevate your brother and your sister, whoever it is that's doing something for the Lord. You need to always elevate them. In the book of Jude, it says, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of Christ, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy unto you and peace, love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to you to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should honestly contend for the faith which was delivered unto you once. God bless you. You got to listen at what God say. You got to hear the word. You don't have to like me. Listen at what I say and receive what I say. This would go get you to heaven. This would go get you on the right road. You got to hear thus what thus said the Lord. And you got to study your scripture to know when I get up and say something, you'll know it's in order. If you don't study your scripture, I can come up here and say Bob Warren and Co-Lord, and you'll holler amen, praise the Lord. But you need to know your scriptures. I don't ask nobody to know the whole Bible. If you just know the 23rd Psalm and live it, then God got you still. He still got you. But like Paul told Timothy, to study some more. Because you can gain more knowledge. The more knowledge you have, the better way you got. He said here in Philippians 1:27, say, only let your conversation be as becoming the gospel of Christ, that wherever I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you should stand in one spirit, with one mind, striving together in the faith of the gospel. Just because you say I'm a preacher or a teacher, I need to be there in the church, out of the church. When I hear of your good works, when I hear of the good works of New Scotland Baptist Church, I need to come and commend you. Don't look for faults in you, but commend you, lift you up, that you can do a greater work in Christ Jesus. We need to understand Jesus. In 2 Timothy 1:13, it says, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, and in faith and in love which is in Christ Jesus. You got to stand in faith. You got to believe that God has sent you, God has sent us, God has sent all of us that's here before you. We say we, among all of us preachers, we got to have a sound mind. We got to be on the same accord, the same picture. We got to teach the same word. If you don't teach the same word, the congregation going to be like ants running off a hill. They're going to want to listen to this and listen to this and listen to that, but you don't listen to nothing but the truth. And if the pastor not teaching the truth, you need to sit him down. You need to be sit down. Because you don't need to teach lies in the church and what I feel, what I think it means. Teach the word. If you don't teach the word, we're going to be lost anyway. Because you ain't got the food, right food to live. But to see, God is, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning. God made everything with the word, by the word, speaking the word. And we got to be secure in Christ Jesus. And he goes on to tell us here, he say, in Isaiah, after you being saved in Romans 10, 9 and 10, Isaiah said, surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are here talking about Jesus, not me. I'm here to tell you what to do, what the Bible say do. But the power is in Christ. And I go through Christ, and I've been empowered to do what God, and I, that's the only way it's going to work. You got to go through Jesus Christ, or it's none and void. And you got to live what you preach. You got to stand on the rock of salvation. You got to stand, you got to have a good report inside the house, good report outside the house. You don't need people come and say, well, I know Reb Slick, Reb this, that. You don't talk that in God's house. Everything you say in God's house, it should be positive all the time. And if somebody out of line, the word should correct them. You don't need to go up to him. You make God out a lie. He said he going to write the law in your heart. And nobody has to come to you and tell you when you messed up. Holy Spirit going to speak to you. And then when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you can do two things. Give heed or reject him. If you reject him, you got a battle with God. And the Bible goes on to say, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willing, not by fear to lucre, but a ready mind. God called me to oversee the whole flock. Everybody in this building, everybody a member of this church, I need to oversee you. I ain't your boss. I'm not your boss. I'm your spiritual leader. I am your spiritual leader, not your boss. And it don't mean I know more than nobody else in this church. It don't mean that. It's how I walk and what I talk. It's what I believe and what's seen of me. It ain't who I know. I don't friendship with nobody. You stay straight in the word. Don't lean with neither side. That's what a pastor got to do. He can't lean. I can't show no favoritism. I have to treat everybody the same. Now, whether you reject it or not, that's on you. But my job is to lay it out to you. Say, feed the flock which God made you overseer. God made me overseer. Right. He made me overseer. And I got to take the oversight of everybody in here. That's right. I have been pushed on me by God. Right. You got to have the oversight of everybody in here. Every preacher, every deacon, every laity in this, I got the oversight of you. I'm supposed to be giving you instruction daily. And not to make you do right, but just tell you to do right. And you receive it, you receive God. But if you don't receive me, you don't receive God. And say, I'm not up here to preach for money. I'm not up here preaching for money. Because if I don't get one dime, I'm satisfied. I'm still going to preach. I'm still going to preach. This is what God put in my heart. And I'm trying to do it like he say do it. And I don't, you may be out of line. Somebody in this church may be out of line. It's not my job to go dig on you and push you. My job is just tell you, as sweet as I know how, hey, you just move over to the right a little bit. Just come a little bit over to the right. You're in line. You're in God's hand, but just move over to the right a little. You're falling off the side of his hand. Simple as that. And then I'm a school with God. But for me to come and tell you, better do this. I'm the pastor. You better do this. And I'm the pastor. You got to do this. No. That's the work of the devil there. That ain't God's work, trying to force you to do something. You're supposed to be free, receive freely. And I'm supposed to give freely, not by complaints or by charge or nothing. I'm supposed to give you freely with a willing spirit. Not because you made me this and I'll ask you to do this for me and I ask you to do that for me. No, I got to be free will. I have to have a ready mind to receive. Whatever come up in this church, my mind should be set on how to judge it. You should never see the pastor fussing in the church. He's the example setter. He don't fuss in no church. Deacons don't fuss in no church. Deacons take the word of God and go on by their bidding, deliver it like God say do it. And then we're going to be all kept together in Christ Jesus. And when he yes shall appear, we're going to be just like him. He said, neither being lords over the God heritage. Look, I'm nobody but a servant of Jesus Christ. Whether you call me Reverend, Devin, whatever you call me, I already know my name. And in the beginning, God gave me a name, which was servant. My mother gave me a name, which is Lionel. And I'm rather servant than Lionel. Reverend don't put no money in my pocket. Doctor don't put no money in my pocket. So servant is fine with me because I'm going to be rewarded if I hold steadfast and don't be moved by the ways of this world. He say, I need to walk as an example of what I preach and what I teach. I need to walk in it. If I'm not walking in it, how can I tell you to walk in it? Be not deceived, for God is not mocked, huh? Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And when Jesus comes, the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive the crown of glory that fadeth not away. See, you can do a lot of things for me on this earth, but that's going to soon vanish away. But what the Lord have promised me, if I stay steadfast, unmovable, when I go before God, I'm just, my hand going to be already out, waiting on my reward. I don't have to think I'm not going to get it. If I live upright before God, my reward is awaiting me. I don't have to doubt that at no time, because I live that which I taught, that which I preach, I live that. And this is what God wants from us. He said, take heed therefore unto yourself and to the flock that the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God, which has purchased with his own blood. And in the 23rd Psalm, it says something to us. It says, and I want you to hear what it says to us here. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Then he went on to say in 37 and 25, I've been young and now I'm old. Yet never have I seen the righteous forsaken or God's seed, big bread. He going to take care of me, y'all. God going to take care of me. I don't need to lean and depend upon you because God going to take care of me. But I got to walk in his ways now. I got to walk according to his word. And he going to supply my every need. Every need that I need, God going to supply. But I have to stay steadfast. Can't be moved by every wind of doctrine. But everybody that come by, I can listen that. The Bible says, be slow to hear, quick to hear, be slow to speak. If somebody get out of line a little bit in here, I'm not going to rebuke you. I'm going to come to you and talk to you. Why should I make you ashamed before the congregation? I'm going to come talk to you or send somebody to you with the scripture. And I know what I feel. Gospel ain't what I feel. It's what I believe, that God going to take us to another level. He said, likewise, you younger, God help us. You younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Now, you know, the elders, Lord help us, Jesus. The elders sometimes is the older ones in the church and then the pastor in the church, the elder one. And like I say, what we can't just put people in positions just because they have them in position to side with us. No, you don't want nobody to side with you. If people siding with you, then you know you out of order with God. When you tell the truth, it's going to go straight down the line. Straight down the line. And ain't nobody got to come to you and tell you, well, Reb, you're wrong. You ain't got no business being wrong when you stay in the book. The book ain't wrong. Nowhere in the book is it wrong. But you stay in the book, you can't be wrong. And you teach people the truth, you can't be wrong. So younger people, submit yourself to the elder. If I'm the pastor of the church, every preacher, he ought to be submitted to me.
Amen.
Every deacon in the church ought to be submitted to me.
If I'm truly a God-sent pastor, then you should submit yourself to me. This is what the word says. You're reading it just like I'm reading it. But it, all the time, some don't want to listen at you. Some don't want to hear you. Some think they better than you. But still, you stay the same. Don't change. God don't change. And I don't have no business changing. I got to stay the same all the time and give God the glory and the praise of what he's done in my life. And he goes on to say, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God. We got to be humble, y'all. We got to be humble. Lord, help us. If we don't be humble, we're going to miss the boat. We're going to miss the boat, y'all. We're going to miss the boat. In Matthew 5 and 7, say, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. We got to be humble. You got to deny yourself for your brethren. Just because I'm the pastor of the church and I may have a decent living, but I can't look at that. I got to look at what I can do for the church. Just only for the church, not myself. You see, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. See, I'm going to lift Jesus up there. He's going to draw and bring men unto himself. And they're going to repent from their evil ways and submit their will to God. And then when they submit to God, you ain't got no problem with them submitting to you. Preachers, I don't care how great you are, how straight you are. If people don't submit to you, don't force them to do it. Don't ever tell them you better do this because you're out of order with God. I don't care what position you're in. Don't tell people what they need to do. Just give them the word and go on about your business. If you go any further, you're in self. You're actually in self. If you go any further, you're in 100% self. So he said, humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, and God going to exalt you in due season. Sometimes it looked like I went 3 years. I went 3 years when I started preaching the gospel, and I had a great pastor, and I don't see none greater than him in my eyes. And I went 3 years without preaching. I just sit under him and learn and got his instruction. I went all to Congress and everything and hear all the great preachers. I submitted, I lifted preachers up. I tell my pastor, I said, that's a great preacher there. That's a great people. That's a big guy. I said, I love to hear him preach. The Bible tells us to exalt one another. Exalt one another. Don't ever tear nobody down. We've been told down for 400 and some years already. It's time to be exalted, y'all. It's time to be exalted. You don't need to keep being beat to death. You need to be elevated sometime. And when you get elevated, let God elevate you. If you let God elevate you, you're going to be elevated. Nobody can bring you down. But when you pick yourself up, you're going to be abased, which you're going to fall to the struggle. Sometimes we think that we got everything on our shoulder, but he said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. God, help us, Jesus. Whatever in your mind and your spirit, give it to God. And don't take it back. Give it to him and let him have it, because he can work it out better than we can work it out. Cast all your cares, he said, on God, because he cares for you. And a lot of our friends and stuff, they'll tell you they love you, but they don't love you. I'm just speaking truth now. They don't love you because they'll go behind your back and say bad things about you to try to injure you, to try to cut you off at the ahead of the crop up there. But God is the living and true God. He's the one that loves you. He so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. See, God is real. And he said, want us to be real. I listened at the Sunday school this morning. Said, let this mind be in you that was also what? In Christ Jesus. We got to think like Jesus. I don't care if they brought the woman that was committed in the very act of adultery, brought her to Christ and is going to ask some question about law. You know, the law say this, that, and other. Moses gave the law, say you're stoned to death. For what? But a man was. What was the man? We want to preach one side of stuff, that's outlawism. Preach the whole truth. If you're going to stone both of them is caught in the very act. Not just the woman. We've got foolish things in our mind. We got the world in our mind up and sitting in the church sometime with the world on our mind. But he said this, he said that, be sober. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Be sober. God help us, solid, sound-minded, solid, vigilant. Look beyond this verse here. Look beyond yourself. See the importance of the whole congregation. See what the whole congregation needs. Stop looking out for Linnea and look out for the whole body of Christ. Look out what you can do for the least among the people in this church. Look what you can do for them. Don't care what you can do for yourself. Look out what you can do for the people of God that God made you oversee over. But we don't like to do that. To be sober, be vigilant. Because the devil, that's your witness, that's your adversary. He going to for making a lot of noise, seeking whom he can get to. God help us, Jesus. If the deacons, you're a deacon, people gonna lie on you, and they don't like you being a deacon. They gonna talk on you, talk against you. And then when you go down the road, people gonna look at you and say, you know what, that's the old fella that they talked about, by my church member talked about. Say, he ain't no good. Well, I always meet it like this. If you call me no good, you definitely ain't no good. You definitely ain't no good calling me no good. You ain't no good either. Neither one of us no good. So both of us got to straighten up and play it right. The Bible tell me to exalt a brother. Pick him up. If he's downtrodden, pick him up, lift him, give him a lifting spirit. Let joy come in his life. He didn't call enough hell all his life. Let some joy and peace come in now. When we come to the church, we ought to come to a place of sanctity, a place where we can relax, where we can just wave our hands, stomp our feet, give God the praise. But we don't want to do that. We want to bring up this, that, and the other. Leave that other mess out of the church. We don't need no negativity in God's house. Whatever you say, you ought to say it with affirmative. Be straightforward. We don't need the foolishness of this world. That's what's going to happen to the church in this day and time. We let everything up in the church. Every time somebody come to church, they got a talent, and now we want to put them up to sing or preach or pray. That's outlawism. They got to stay under you for so long so you can watch and observe them to know where they're going, know what they represent. You don't just throw people up. God don't desire for us to do that. You got to study people. They got to come in compliance with what the word. You got to see them walking in the word. You don't see them walking in the word, don't call them up. Because you're the one causing hell in the church. You're promoting evil. Liars. People that don't help you none. They just up for a free ride. Don't want to do nothing. But to tell you to do everything. God help us. Sometimes you're the only one in the church right. Everybody else wrong. God help us to open our eyes. If a brother or sister don't overtake in a fault, ye with your spirit to restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering yourself also if you fall.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't want to hear that. That's what's going to get us home, though. The truth going to make me free. The truth going to abide with me. He said he'll never leave me, nor would he forsake me. He going to be with me always, even to the end of this world. He said, because the old devil that working in you, running around seeing who he can divide. You know the devil's in the church now. I don't know how he got in here. Nobody ever tell me how he got in here. They won't tell me, Brother Steve. But he in the church. And I ask all the time, raise your hand if you brought him in. Because all we can do is call you up and pray for you, lay hands on you and pray for you. And the devil's going to leave out because he can't come in unless he come in a body. And preset mind ain't got no business coming in the church. You got to come with an open mind at the church and let God, my cup run over. Let God fill your cup. Don't let the world fill your cup. Let God fill your cup with love, joy, peace, understanding, patience. He said, the old devil, he resists steadfast in faith. Satan don't want to listen to the truth. He's going to buck the truth. He's going to close his ears to the truth. He's going to put earplugs in. When he need to be listening, he's going to fill his with earplugs. He don't want to accept what you say, but he wants you to accept what he says. Let's see, in the Garden of Eden, all the mess started in the Garden of Eden. See, God had already told Adam what to do. And then Eve, the serpent got to Eve, distract. Somebody always going to come when you stand right, stand for good. Somebody always going to come to you and show you another way. And that way is the way of destruction, not the ways of God. If they come to you, they ought to agree with leadership. It's the leadership walking in the will of God. But somebody always trying to put something extra in. None but the pure in heart shall see God. None but the pure in heart gonna be able to see God. So Satan is against all truth. He against all the truth. And then he did, the scripture goes on to say, if he against all truth, and he says sometimes he used some of the brethren in the church. That's something, man. And he say he used some church folks. Otherwise, they come every Sunday and all that. He used them sometime to start a confusion in the church. And once the confusion starts in the church, it's gone. And then the whole world said, I told you it wasn't nothing to them. Because we're showing signs of satanicism instead of Godism. You shouldn't see Reverend Henry and I in no argument in no church. If anything, she'll be embracing each other, loving each other, helping each other. You see us arguing and squabbling among ourselves. Is he lost or I'm lost? Or both of us lost? Because both of us know the truth, and the truth gonna make us free. You got to tell it like it is. So many people riding high and ain't looking low. But he said that Satan always, he encouraged us that's already in Christ Jesus to come and do what he wants us to do. And not what God said. We put God on the sideline too much. We say, God, I'm going to take care of this. You wait a minute. I got this. You can't get it. None but the pure in heart are going to see God. And if you ain't pure in heart, you ain't striving to be perfect like God said for to be perfect, you ain't going to get nothing done. I don't care how much you pray in this church. If you got the wrong attitude, ain't nothing going to happen. You asking amiss. He ain't going to hear our cry. You got to humble yourself and pray. Seek my face. Then God will move on us then. He hear our cry. Come to our rescue. But before then, he ain't come. He ain't going to fool with us. I hear churches all the time say, let's pray. For what? What you praying for? Half the people in the church ain't agreeing with you. So if you pray in secret, God will reward you openly. He rewards you openly. Go by yourself and pray. Maybe you're the strongest one in the church, and you go to by yourself and pray for the whole congregation. Maybe we'll be impeded by God's Spirit. It's another thing. I don't think everybody in the church ought to pray at prayer meeting. If one person pray and they got the right spirit in them, it covers all of us. That covers all of us. 5, 6, 7, 10, 15 people praying in the church. That don't make good sense to me. Don't make good sense to me. The Bible says always pray. Don't faint. I'm not saying don't pray. I say in one session. You can pray in secret. Pray in secret. You don't have to pray out. You can tell God what to do or what you need him to do in 15, 20 words. But you got to mean it from your heart. You got to be sincere in what you're saying. He said, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that we have suffered a while, and he will establish strength and cell of you. Our God, the God of purpose, he has called us. He allowed us to go through some stuff. He have tested us, gave us a test. If we pass the test, he going to supply our every need according to his riches in glory. Not by our permission. We ask, the Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door be open, but you got to have your stuff in the order. You got to have your stuff in order when you go before God. See, you can't fool the Lord. You can't resent my brother there and then go to God asking for to help you. He ain't going to do nothing. If you don't like what I'm doing, and you and I heard a brother say this morning, it's all depending on how you pray. It is. When your heart's full of grief and sorrows and agonies and hate and animosity and strife, how you can't get no prayer through to God? You got to be pure hearted. You got to be pure minded. You got to be settled. You got to be rooted in Christ Jesus. You got to be stable, one mind, one spirit, we're on one accord. Then God will hear your prayer. He can't lie. Submit yourself one to another. He'll be there for you. He'll strengthen you. He'll settle you. When you're all out of proportion, he'll come for you, rescue you. When you don't have no food in your home, God will send somebody by to give you some food. When you don't know where to turn it, God will have somebody there to give you some words of wisdom that you'll be able to understand the things of God and know that nobody else can do it but God. And we need to give God the glory. Give him the glory and dominion forever and ever. You never hear me brag on no preacher, no deacon. I don't believe in that. I might say he a nice guy. As far as I'm going with you, I ain't gonna boast on you. I let God do that. I can just tell you how I am in the flesh. He's a good friend of mine, good buddy of mine. But don't lift him up. Lift up Jesus. Lift Jesus up, and he gonna supply you all your need according to his riches and glory. And God gonna, he's going to give you what you need. He's going to give you understanding. When everybody else is in confusion, God's going to cement you in peace and joy and love and understanding and patient experience. You know what Satan's trying to do, come into the house and destroy. He comes for three reasons, kill, steal, and destroy. And every time you see evil come, don't preach evil in the church. Preach goodness and mercy and peace and love and joy in the church. And when you see evil, you know it ain't according to the word of God. So you shun the very appearance of evil. People that preach even in the church, they fall quick. They ain't gonna stay long. You can't preach even in God's house. None but the pure in heart gonna be with God. Not self-righteousness. None but the pure in heart gonna be with God. And when we get before God, say that sister, that brother I sent by, and you didn't help her, your pockets was full of money, and you failed to help them. Why didn't you help them? You're a child of God. Why didn't you help them? You're going to answer them questions. When your brother did you wrong, why didn't you forgive him and get him off your mind? Lord, I wanted to catch up with him and tell him, I'm sorry, but I didn't get a chance before you called me. Well, it's too late now. Whatever you're doing, now keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. You should have got yourself straight before you got to me. John 16, first of all, 144,000. 12,000 from each tribe of Israel. Then he said he looked again, and he seen another number. But couldn't nobody on earth or heaven number it? God could have, but nobody else could. That's telling me that Satan can't outdo God. Because
that's right.
Eve is at a rampage now on this earth. But Satan can't handle God. Satan cannot handle God. And I thank God for that. He got all power. He has all dominion. And if we follow and walk with him, we're going to have the same power and the same dominion. He told us to go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, not just the members in the church, to every creature, the governor, the mayor, the president. Preach the truth to them. Tell them what God said. And he's going to be with us out there. Tell me, don't mix politics. Well, let me tell you this. To me, it ain't nothing but Jesus ticks. Nothing but Jesus ticks. I ain't worried about no politics. That's of the devil anyway. That's mankind. That come from the earth. Didn't come from heaven. And I thank God today for you. Blessing just hearing me. Coming for your presence with truth. That which I spoke is the truth. Come right out of your book. And I didn't nail nobody to the cross but myself. That whatever that I said that wasn't accepted, it'll be on me, not you. Because I stand in your behalf to free you from every temptation, every wrong desires in your heart. I stand before you to free you and set you free from that. And that's my job and my duty that God has given me. And I thank him for that.
Gospel lovers, Thursday night, August 24th, attorney Walter Gabriel, 839 Call Walt, presents the Don't Let the Devil Ride Crusade at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, featuring Bishop Neil Roberson.
Don't let the devil ride.
That's Bishop Neil Roberson singing and preaching the Word of God live Thursday, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 1116th Street in Alexandria, and it's free to the public. Doors open at 6 p.m. Service starts at 7, and it's absolutely free. That's Thursday night, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. We have a limited number of VIP meet and greet tickets available for $20. For more info, 445-0800 or 792-6736. Sponsored by the Juneteenth Association, New Scott Alley Baptist Church, and the law firm of Walter Gabriel, 839-CALL-WALT.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
See, I don't know where I'd be today.
Jesus, Jesus.
God bless you. We hope that this message